recap Storm's week?
Pretty good. He's really excited. We were trying to find a way, regardless of this, the injury with D-Rob, to find a way to get him up. And I think it's been based off the last couple of weeks of practice. So, with the injury, and that's what I talked to him about. I said, it wasn't because of injury that you're getting this opportunity. We were talking about it anyway. So he earned it, and it's based off his last couple of weeks. So going in this week, watch him, see how he handles it. He did a nice job. Nice job.
Helani Nada obviously suspended, but how formidable is that defensive line still?
It's still really good. Still really good. Their whole seven, front seven. I think as we look at, as far as their ability to stop the run and, with the 3-4 scheme, it's about setting edges and turning everything back into the middle. And they set the edge very well. They're big up front, and they're turning it back to some good linebackers.
I heard you talking about Mitchell last night on your show. Do you think he's received a little bit too much criticism based on the season he's had so far?
Well, I think that probably comes when you're a draft pick like where he was. I think that, people will analyze it and see his development. Where should he be at this point? But as we look at it as coaches, and see the development that's taking place, one of the big things with Luke was at times with the sets, his hand placement. And it's really hard during the season to change that. Sometimes it's something in the off season you work at. But Luke was willing to try to work at it now. And I would say the last 3 weeks he's done a really good job with it. And I think we appreciate that he's willing to do it, to try it. And, because that's not maybe what gave him this opportunity. So to change it mid-season like he did and really concentrate on working at it, and it's been productive for him. So I think we look at the changes that have taken place and the progress he's made through some of those technique changes he's made, and it's been good.
Is that a challenge you deal with the young roster? Maybe a lot of guys have that, but hey, they need to work on this in the offseason, but you can't change it right now.
Right. We would never, I think we pose it to them now if we think that if they can handle the changes being made. Some of them it's just you got to make these changes or you're not going to get on the field, and that's with some of them. But with a guy like Luke, it was, hey, try this. And he was aware of it. I think it was what we've talked about before where we have a vision. We keep them connected to the vision. They own it, that part of it. I think at the bye week, we talked to him about this is really what, we really want to work on. But he brought it to our attention as well. I think that was one where, that vision matched.
This is tougher task this week because you got Sugg on one side, Doomrill on the other side, as opposed to you had just J.J. Font to worry about.
Well, it is. Every week is challenging. And with those guys both as threats, they have different styles. But, 16 sacks and 8.5 sacks, it's not like you can slide one way or the other. But, it is. It's a good challenge for us. These guys are highly effective as rushers, and they do a good job, like we talked about earlier, setting the edge. They do that as well. So there's a reason why they're both, highly regarded in the league.
Were there repeats, no repeats Friday?
It was a good day for that. I think for us, what I've told the team is, hey, listen, we have some talent. We have talent at a lot of positions on our team. And our big thing is that when your number is called, you have to make the play. And your number's going to be called this weekend. It's going to be called on Sunday. And when you have that opportunity, it's consistency. We see guys making plays here and there, but it's that every time your number's called, capture the opportunity. And that's the challenge for us as a team. And I think that's what they feel. And to go out there on Friday, no repeat Friday, and play with more consistency is another good step.
Chris Smith earlier cut practice squad, now back up for a couple weeks. Has he taken advantage of these opportunities?
I think you're seeing him. You could see him maybe rotate in there as a rusher. We've seen flashes of him, but I think the big thing is to keep him fresh. But you could see him move around a little bit as a rusher.